is the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, The Golf Cart Factory, Advanced Rehabilitation, Live Oak Fiber, and by TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. And now, here's your host, the voice of the Camden County Wildcats, Michael Spears.
Welcome to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears. This segment of the Wildcats Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golf Cart Factory, Advanced Rehabilitation, Live Oak Fiber, and TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. Now joining us, the head coach of the Wildcats, Coach Travis Rowland. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Doing good. Excited to be in a playoff week, so it's good times.
Hey, listen, I really appreciate the time this morning. What is no doubt a busy week for you. How's practice going since we spoke a week ago? No game since then, obviously. How's practice been going?
It's going good. Kids are full of energy still. I think, obviously the excitement of knowing you made it. I got asked a few minutes ago about, was there a celebration? I think it was more sighs of relief after we beat Tips. I said definitely some hugs because, again, as this group of men and kids continue to grow together, you get the love you have for each other grows, and the want to be around each other longer, makes it more real. It makes you appreciative of each victory. So I think the kids are in a place where they're happy to be at practice as opposed to like, oh my God, it's Monday. Here I got the energy that we've seen from them has been really good.
Man, so what's the practice schedule look like in a week like this?
Yeah, so I mean, it's honestly last week helped shape this week. So what we did last week was we still had our big block of 30 minutes of indie when you do grouping in that time of things, sure, and some install stuff. But what we did was we wanted to make it game-like. So we kind of split the team in half where we had our stars on one sideline to encourage encouragement, right?
Encourage. I like it.
And, just picking guys up when they're coming on the field, off the field, celebrating the good plays, and then picking them up if there's a bad play. So we had a special teams period for 5 minutes, and that jumped right into a first down period. And like last week, it was like defense must get a stop. So put the ball on the 30-yard line. You got 5 minutes to get a stop. If it's three and out, boom, celebrate, get off the field. We went to the next special teams period. Then offense went after that. Offense had to get a first down. If it was a one-play first down, we celebrate, boom, we move on. And so now what we transferred that to this week was we said, okay, got to keep that the same. But first down is going to be six. We're going to have six first down plays. We want to get 3 to 4 yards on first down,
sure,
to stay in front of the chains. And so that's kind of made it more game-like. It makes our guys be situationally smart. So that's kind of how practice is going for us. It'll be going. We've got two more days of it today and Wednesday. And we kind of like where we're at right now.
Nice. The Camden County Coaches Show with head coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, how's the health of the team? A little bit in the season, yeah, starting to see some bumps and bruises, but get that week to recover a little bit.
Doing pretty good. The only guy we one of our offensive linemen, we had to hold our breath a little bit two Fridays ago, but he seems to be okay.
Fantastic.
So we're as good as we could be. Blessings by God that we're in a good spot. This time of year, a lot of times, somebody important to the success of the team is missing, and so we're just glad to be able to go into it with a full deck of cards and be able to play the game we want to play.
Yeah, what a gift that is. As we've spoken before about some of the other teams, even in our region, that have key players that might not be out there that can really affect the outcomes of those games. So I'm happy to hear that report. Y'all are heading up Thursday, right?
Yes, sir.
Going to leave on Thursday to Kennesaw to North Cobb High School, and I'm sure you've seen a ton more film since we talked last week. And I think I mentioned to you that yesterday I spent some time watching their game, North Cobb's game against Cherokee. And they have some dudes just like us.
Absolutely.
What do you expect from their offense? And do we match up well?
I expect them, it's funny. Like, I expect them to do what they've been doing. They're a lot like us. 63-37 run to pass. So you got 60-40 range where, you're running it much more than you're passing it. I think they'll stay there. I think that, if you're being realistic, we struggled to stop the run at times this year. Mm-hmm. Oddly enough, we stopped Richmond Hill, which is insane.
Crazy, right? Yeah. So they got it.
We know it's in them.
Yeah.
But we've struggled to stop the run at times this year. And I put that as a, a coaching thing and a player thing, right? So there's blame to go around everywhere for reasons we haven't stopped running certain games. So I think they'll stick with that, and they'll hope they can get stops. You know, you look at any score predictor around, you know, even newspaper guys, it's 41-37, 42-35. Like, and so it lets me know that we all know we can score on everybody.
Oh, my God.
Outside of the Lions game, we got so far behind that we were one-dimensional, and they knew we had to throw it. Every other game, when we've just been in a game and we could battle, we could run our offense, you know, how we normally do it.
Mm-hmm.
We could score on anybody. Our thing is, can we get stops? And so I think, you know, they're gonna stick with their plan of attack where they run the football and then they take their shots. You know, they're a vertical passing team that's going to run, and then here comes the vertical post route to number two. You know, Steele, who's a good football player.
Oh, yes.
And so, I think that's what they're going to do. And I think defensively, they're going to, you know, like we want to make them earn it. They're going to try to not allow us to have big plays. But, you know, again, I think schematically with what we do, those big plays are created by us getting one-on-one matchups. And I like anytime Hardy or Antoine's one-on-one with a linebacker or a DB in a hole. We obviously love Elias one-on-one. We love Sean. So I think as we continue to do those things, you know, we put ourselves in good spots, but I expect them to try to make us earn it on offense and run the ball on. They're going to try to run the ball on us on our defense.
More to come on the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Looking for an affordable golf cart? Golf Cart Factory is your answer. Exclusive dealer of Royal EV golf carts, way more affordable than those other guys. Conveniently located 2723 Glen Avenue, right next to Pinball Palace. Come see our great selection. Free delivery and financing available. Street legal carts, maintenance, free batteries, road speeds up to 35 miles an hour, Bluetooth stereo, rear backup camera, and more. Golf Cart Factory, 470-929-3023, or check them out online, golfcartfactory.com.
Welcome back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golf Cart Factory, and by Advanced Rehabilitation. You touched on this briefly just a second ago, Coach, in the last segment, but what kind of defense does North Cobb run?
3-4 team. You know, we've seen odd front all region play. The only even front team was Richmond Hill.
Richmond Hill, yeah. So they stacked also, right?
Yeah. Whether it's been 3-3 or 3-4, we've kind of seen odd front all the last 5 weeks of the season. You know, they're a little helter skelter in how they come at you on third down. They're gonna blitz on third down. You know, yeah. No matter if it's third and long, third and short, you know, third and medium, they're going to come, you know. But again, do you trust your guys to play man free versus some of our guys?
Sure.
You know, you could obviously say you think you'll get home, and that's the chance you take, right? So
yeah, you're picking your poison.
You pick your poison there. Right. So, you know, but we got to be ready to pick up those kind of complex stuff sometimes where they bring it from. And because if you allow a run through, then quarterbacks got to move off the spot. So, I think, you know, we've seen enough of it. I thought Tiff did a good job with some of their stuff. Mm-hmm. And then obviously I think Lyons had a complex scheme. So we've seen quite a bit of stuff. And so, you know, I like our chances offensively for sure.
Fantastic. What matchups or kind of games within the game are you looking at in this contest?
I am looking at our defensive linemen to their offensive linemen. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be a big one for us. And then I think our corners, when those shot plays do happen, our corners are going to have to make plays. You know, we can't allow guys to just cook us. You know, we can't allow those are going to be the two matchups I want to see big time. And the other one will be our center guards to their big time nose tackle.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be a big one too. I think Country has held up. Trenton has held up all year long. And I think, you know, when he gets help from one of our guards, can we secure the nose until Trent takes over and then be able to get to the second level? Because that's going to be a part of it, is doubling, and then climbing to the second level. And that's going to be one of the big things.
That kid's a dog, too. That
yeah. Big oh, yeah, nose guard. Yes, sir, number 8. He's a ball player now. But again, 51 from Coke was a really good ball player,
absolutely,
too.
Absolutely, yeah.
And we held him in check. He did make some great plays on some third downs. But for the most part, again, when you put up 41, your offense did what they're supposed to do.
Absolutely.
So
yeah, you can't argue with that. You're listening to the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, we've talked, you and I, it feels like a bunch this year, about kind of the weapon that David Coleman can be, right? What kind of kicker do they have? And do you think that is he somebody that's going to be able to send it every time, or is he going to get a chance?
He'll get some chances. He does have touchbacks, but there's times where it doesn't go all the way back there. So, again,
that's one of the main things I was looking at when I was watching that Cherokee game.
Doesn't get back. That's right, yeah. It's an electric play for us.
And it is.
DC and that kickoff return team, they get our team going. And so we're looking forward. Like, he's given every game they played in, when he's kicked off, people have gotten a shot to return them. So I hope we get the ball first and then we get a shot.
Absolutely.
And we can do something really good with it. So that's going to be just the biggest thing. I think, if DC gets a shot, hopefully our guys are ready to make some electric happen again.
How's your quarterback, Parks Riendo, doing? How's he holding up?
Parks doing good. Mentally, he's in a great spot. I think having a game like a TIFF game has gotten his confidence back.
Yeah.
And like I told him, he was all bummed out about the Colt game. I'm like, buddy, yeah, you made a couple of mistakes, but you also made some really good decisions
Absolutely.
In the game as well. I'm a Bills fan. Josh Allen threw some interceptions, but he also made some good decisions.
Yeah, you got to be comfortable with that if you're a Bills fan. Yeah.
Right, you do, because this year's been an anomaly because he had turned over a bunch. But,
he's good.
Like I told Parks, man, you just got to keep going. I said, Parks, remember, everybody in the program, you're the head coach. So you're the head coach of the players as a quarterback. I'm the head coach of the team. You're the head coach of the players. They have to look at you and know you're okay. And so, he's understanding that. But I thought he's in a good spot right now, understanding he's our unquestioned leader.
Sure.
And, we got full belief in him. And that's the best part, is that he knows we believe in him.
I'm friends with his dad, and one of the things, James Riendo, and one of the things that he does is he posts what Parks' goals for the year have been.
Yeah, yeah.
You've probably seen these things too. And it's pretty cool to see him check those things off to get 1,500 yards, make the playoffs, those types of things.
Just doing everything he's supposed to do.
Absolutely. Proud of that kid. All right, Coach, how's the overall morale of the team?
Kids are good, man. Like I said, practice has been exciting. I've seen much more, energy with each other. Whether it's, them play fighting, whether it's, a dance here or there during a transition, just even in the locker room. You don't see the sleepy eyes. You don't see them. When you're in the middle of a season, guys are taking forever to get dressed. They're pulling clothes off like, man, I don't want to be here. I think right now they're in a really good spot. Even in our meetings, it's just their talk back and forth to coach when he's asking questions about what they're supposed to be doing. That stuff's in a good place. So the morale team right now is in a really good space. I think they're excited too, because the guys that got to go on these trips last year, they enjoyed the grind of the travel. Because they're kids. It's not like adults where, we're worried about everything. They're just like, oh, we just got to go play a football game. They know they're getting to go to a hotel. They get to get away from school and just be able to be themselves. And so I think that part of it, has them a little more juiced up, because they know they're getting treated like a college football athlete right now when they're going to be leaving the day before a game.
That's pretty cool. We'll be right back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Life is fast. Work, family, kids, your internet has to keep up. Upgrade to the best internet service provider in the Golden Isles with Live Oak Fiber. Enjoy blazing fast speeds with no data limits, unmatched reliability, and service. We have thousands of happy customers, so scheduling slots go fast. Don't miss out. Sign up now at liveoakfiber.com or call 888-396-1243.
Dealing with an injury that has you sidelined? Let the highly trained professionals at Advance Rehab get you off the bench and back in the game. With locations in Brunswick, St. Simons, St. Mary's, and Folkestone, we're here to serve you. Whether it's rehab for an injury, post-surgical recovery, performance enhancement, or injury prevention, there's no better answer than Advance Rehab. For more info, check out AdvanceRehab.com or find us on Facebook and Instagram. Give a like and follow.
Welcome back to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears. This segment is brought to you by Live Oak Fiber and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. So last segment here, Coach. I don't want to take a whole lot of your time today. But I want to talk about some of the individual news that's come out in the last week.
Yep.
Like with the region awards.
Yeah.
David Coleman, Athlete of the Year for Region 1 6A.
Earned.
Incredible.
Totally earned.
He's a junior.
Yeah, totally earned. He's slowly turning himself, and maybe fast. For some people may think fast. I'm going to still say slowly. He's slowly turning himself into one of the best, you know, DB return men in the country.
Man.
Because when you do it in this part of our country, everybody knows if you can do it here, you can do it anywhere.
Sure.
And so, big award earned for him. I think, you know, that's one of the big things I'm going to keep saying is that he went out there and took that award. And I'm proud of him for doing it. He let me know, you know, when I first got here, some goals he had, and he's we're doing the work to achieve those goals.
What kind of kid is he, too? In my interactions with him, he seems to be pretty reserved, kind of quiet, almost Elias-like in some way.
He's quiet at times, but I think, you know, he's a football head.
Sure.
He loves it. You know, he's one of those kids never wants to be off the field. You got to kind of save him from himself sometimes because he is an over-trainer.
Oh, my God.
Like, he will train till the sun comes up. Like, even in the summer, you know, we'd have football. We'd get done. He'd do some more football, and then you look up at 6 o'clock at night, and he's videoing himself doing some high jumps or long jumps for track. I mean, it's like, dude, slow down, bro. Rest. Relax. You know, so just he's that kind of kid, I mean, where he wants to constantly work. And that, what more can you ask for in a kid like that?
So next one, Elias Williams, Offensive Player of the Year, earned, right?
Earned, yeah.
Holy cow.
Again, you know, and you can count on one hand the number of actual fade routes that he caught. You know, and I say that because people think, you know, and I've even heard people say it in their game, you got the 6'7", man, just throw it to him, right? You know, and I think the thing about it is that he's done everything he's done within the offense. Has he caught some fade balls where it's like, he's 6'7", you're not, we're going to throw it to him? Yes. But there's also been times where we've added back shoulder to the repertoire now.
Yeah.
He's caught drag routes. He's been in the backfield. Like, there's a lot that this kid has done to show and prove he can be off to Player of the Year. And I hope Tua
shows... Half the time with the DB on his back,
yes,
too. Holy cow.
Multiple of them sometimes.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping, you know, this continues to show our fan base that, you know, we can change the schematic of the offense but still get the same result where we've got a guy in the Camden County offense winning Offensive Player of the Year in our region. I'm not even sure when the last time that's happened for us.
I can't even think of a time that's been the case.
It's
that's
a
awesome.
Big deal.
Absolutely. So what else? First team offense, Parks Riendo.
Yep.
So we talked about that. That was one of the things that I saw that he had on his goal sheet was to make first team all region. Zach Taylor is on that list, first team all region. What about him?
Again, I think when you think about Camden County football,
yes,
a lot of times you think about running backs and O-line.
Offensive line.
And so it kind of continues the tradition of offensive line. You know, we lost a great coach to retirement in Coach Slattery.
Of course.
And I think that Coach Bill Brown and Coach Justin Griffith stepped up to the challenge to make sure that we didn't have any drop-off. And I thought, and I think Zach did a great job. You know, Anthony Green made second team. And so both those, you know, two guys making all region. And again, you think about this region – running back room is always loaded. O-line room is always loaded. So to get guys in those rooms on first team is a big deal.
And then last one, first team offense, Sean Green.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah. You know, sophomore.
Right.
Right.
And that was going to be my next point.
Yeah.
The two of those three people are
coming back next year.
Yeah.
You know, and so a big deal about that is that, again, when you make shifts, you have to have facts and proof that we made a shift and it worked. Right. Sean's living proof that us shifting to the scheme we shifted through worked. And I think he's going to continue. He's only going to continue to get better. He's only going to continue to get more confidence, get stronger, and, you know, just get better in his position, and he's going to continue to rise.
And then on the defensive side of the ball, you got three on the first team defense all region as well. Xavier Brown, a junior, right?
Yep. Junior.
Great kid.
Great kid. Led us in tackles. Finding his voice, understanding his role as the middle linebacker. I tell him all the time, I put him in number one for a reason, and that's to kind of create a superhero.
Yeah.
Because when you have a middle, you need superheroes in the middle of your defense.
You wear number one, everybody's looking at you.
That's exactly correct. And so you know, we're looking forward to him continuing to rise up. But he's been playing very well, finding his body and doing some things great for us.
Then you got Wayne Austell, the senior. Like we talked about before, he was – I can't underestimate what a key he was to our success last year when we got into the playoffs. And that final game might have been different if he hadn't hurt himself, too. And then you got Jam Daly as the final first-team defender, Jamarik Daly.
Yep. Jam, man, has made so many plays for us this year. I mean, the one that sticks out the most is obviously what a lot of us thought was going to be the winner against Colquitt, where he gets the 93-yard interception return. But he's made plays all year long, knocking balls down, making great tackles. I think that, you know, he's got a rise that slowly continued to happen for him. And I think it crescendoed in that Colquitt game where he showed how athletic he really is.
This is the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Last thing, Coach, I just want to tell you how much I've enjoyed getting to spend some time with you this year, and I cannot wait for Friday. We wish you luck and health and all those things that go along with it.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Looking forward to it. You know, we're going to work our rumps off, and hopefully next week we'll be right back here same time talking about, you know, getting ready to
go back
to Atlanta in round two to get it going. So we appreciate it. Thank you guys for listening.
Thanks for listening. Please join us again on the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network.